Hey everybody, this is Manifesto 7 coming to you live from TSL headquarters in Osaka, Japan. Hope you're doing well. This is a little show we put together called TSL Profiles, and we've got a lot of different people working on the TSL. It's our biggest project in a long time. And in this little audio, I'll be talking with one of the members of the team. We'll watch a few replays and we'll get to know the people behind the scenes a little bit. Today I'm going to be talking with a guy called Yanis. Yanis is somebody you don't know, but you have seen his work. When you saw Ambition Uncovered, you saw his video on the front page, and Yanis has been doing a lot of different stuff to help us out, and we'll continue to do that. So today you're going to meet Yanis, we're going to watch some sweet replays, and let's go from there. Yanis, why don't you say hello?
Hey guys, it's a real pleasure to be here.
Yanis, people aren't going to know who you are, but you do have extensive background in gaming. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
All right. Well, for those that haven't heard of me before in the gaming scene, my name is Yanis Ziakas. I'm 25 years old. I am Greek, and I've been living in England for the last 8 years, and specifically in London now for the last couple of years. I work as a computer games developer, and in the past I've worked for MTV and other media-related jobs. My StarCraft experience started when StarCraft was first released in Greece, and I have been playing with a StarCraft pro gamer that some of you might know as Satanic. He finished in WCG 2007, and he lost against Stork, but he had a pretty good run. And when StarCraft first came out in Greece, it was a really big deal for us, as there is a lot of StarCraft and Blizzard fans in Greece. So as soon as the game was out, we would play day in, day out, non-stop, and that's how I got drawn into StarCraft and the magnificent game it is.
Right. And so you kind of grew up in the old school scene, then you took a break, and where'd you go? What'd you do?
Yeah, my pro gaming career was rather strange, because I always, in the back of my mind, I kind of wanted something more solid, more permanent, with more, you know, security. Like, as if you break your arm, what are you going to do? You won't be able to compete. If you just lose, you know, if you're not the better man on the day. So my first teams were some Scandinavian teams. I played with the Feared, who had Mad Frog and other very good Scandinavian players back in the day, and we competed at the Gathering and other big tournaments in Scandinavia. And then what happened was all the money, all the funds, all the attention, and all the media was going on to a tournament called CPL. That was the pro gaming league to be, and anything else was kind of secondary. So what happened was I had to switch to FPS gaming, specifically Counter-Strike and Quake 3 1-on-1, Painkiller, Doom 3, Doom 4, you know, Doom 3, Quake 4, I mean, and everything like that. So I had to switch to FPS gaming because all the attention was going there. So I played for some very well-known Scandinavian teams, and I went over to live to Sweden and Norway to train with them, such as, you know, ZX9, Nine Exiled Zealots, The Titans,
MySod, Altitude, Balance, Clan Online, you know, quite a few big names there. And what happened was we've been competing to pretty much every CPL, and actually I've been to one World Cyber Games with Team UK as well. And when CPL Dallas came with Painkiller, that was my last pro gaming tournament, and I decided that I was gonna move behind the scenes and design games rather than play games for prize money.
Right on. And so now you're back to StarCraft, and definitely a good choice, I must say. And with the TSL, you've been attracted to this event. What have you done with the TSL, and what do you hope to do with the TSL in the future?
What happened was the whole hype around StarCraft 2 got me really interested again to, you know, check out what's happening in the StarCraft scene after so long, only to realize that the actual person that was running the site was one of our training partners, you know, Nazgul. Me and Satanic would play with him all the time, so that was like my first surprise and a pleasant discovery. And then after that, shortly after, the StarCraft II hype started, there was the GOM TV shoutcasting with Tasteless, which really sparked my interest to get back into StarCraft with only a few months, hopefully, towards its release around Christmas. So I decided to come back, and I decided to start playing again and kind of shake off the rust from the engine and try and get as good as I can until the game comes out. And that's how I started speaking to the guys. And I started first speaking to Rich, who does all the video streaming, and he introduced me to Hotbit and Kennegate and you. And that's how I got interested, because I was like, oh, it's such a shame for those guys to have such an enormous user base, you know, and they could do better with their media. And like, since I know how to do it, I think I should give them a hand. We decided that because I had my own business before and I had experience on how esports are run with sponsors and everything, that I will be an overall general advisor on the business moves that Team Liquid makes. And we will, like, the three of us or four of us will decide what's overall best to do for Team Liquid, because the guys would like to up their marketing a little bit better, like advertise on their sites. And I think by creating viral videos and such, that would help the community grow faster and the site be more well known in the future.
Yeah, putting together a TV show between four computers around the world is a bit of a challenge. Not only will you be helping with that, but you're also going to help commentate the TSL, and you have some commentating experience before, right?
Yeah, what happened was in one of the CPLs in Berlin, that was one of my first CPLs as I was very young then, what happened was at the time, there was no Counter-Strike shoutcasters, and the one that was trying to shoutcast Counter-Strike had no idea of what was going on in the game. So I gently offered to, you know, do the shoutcasting. It was very primitive technologies back then, you know, through Ventrilo and going through Winamp and all that, but they accepted and they let me shoutcast it, and it went so good for the first couple of matches that, you know, they wanted to keep me all day, and they started giving me food, they started giving me money, you know, a place to sleep in the hotel and all that. And what happened was that the next time and the time after, and when Quake started and everything, they just wanted to have me back. So I shoutcasted a lot of CPL events, some WCG events, but for a media company, not for the live stage. So I have a very good understanding of StarCraft, and most competitive games I've made it to WCG or CPL. So I think I can do a good job with shoutcasting games, but I tend to not touch games that I don't know that much about when it comes to shoutcasting.
Right on. So what we're going to do is, you may know that I've been holding a replay contest, and for each week of the 3 weeks of the ladder, I've invited people to send in their best games. I've watched them all with my buddy at work, and we've given a list of the top 10 games. And out of the 30 games over 3 weeks, Day 9, who is an American gamer, very nice guy, and actually the brother of Tasteless, he's going to select the best one, and he's going to give $100 to that person. So we've already done week 1 and 2. Week 2 was very strong. We had a Boxer versus Janfei game, which I think is the front runner myself, but we'll see. And now we're into week 3. So I've got a sack full of replays. I've just picked out three from three names that I recognized, and you and I can just take a look at them, shoutcast, see if they're any good. I haven't watched them, you haven't watched them, so we'll have to see if they're any good or not. And then at the end of that, we'll nominate which of the three should go on the top 10 list for this week. Sound good?
Yep, good. Sounds good to me. However, there should be a replay up there that we don't have. That's Yanis versus Hotbit, but there's been some serious dodging going on from Hotbit. So I think we should arrange that sometime soon. It would be great fun for the fans.
Yeah, well, rumor has it that Hotbit was hacking on ICC Cup, so I don't know if he's going to be able to come through with that. But if he does play, watch out. Check your Brood War chart.
Yeah. All right, so let's load the game.
Yeah, if you guys are listening, we're just going to load up the first game. Out of the package that we put on the website, this is going to be called Game 1. Okay. And I'm just going to make the game now and give you guys a couple seconds to make the game, and Giannis is going to join it. And then I'll give you a countdown when I hit 1, press start, and we're ready to go.